This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Afghan officials are counting votes after Saturday's presidential election that was held amid repeated threats by the Taliban and fear of post-election chaos. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports from Kabul.
Empty polling stations and empty ballot boxes. These were the scenes VOA teams found in the capital, Kabul, and many parts of the country Saturday. Unofficial estimates indicate the voter turnout will be a historic low. Extreme threats from the Taliban, voter dissatisfaction with candidates, and confusion over whether the twice-delayed elections will be held this time kept campaigns from gaining steam. Now that they are held, given Afghanistan's track record, many fear a dispute over results that could devolve into a full-blown crisis. The process of counting votes in Afghanistan is long. Ballot boxes have to arrive from far-off places with little or no communication lines. The preliminary results are not expected for a few weeks. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Kabul.
Tens of thousands of Russians jammed into a central Moscow square Sunday as opposition groups sought to regain momentum following a summer of demonstrations against Russia's political system. The event was the first time that anti-corruption crusader Alexei Navalny has appeared at a demonstration since he was released from jail last month. He had been held for 30 days for repeatedly organizing unauthorized public gatherings. Hurricane Lorenzo lost some force on Sunday, weakening to a Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center says the powerful storm is expected to pass over or near the Azores on Tuesday. For more news, whenever you want it, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump may include hearings from his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. AP's Tim McGuire has the story.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tells ABC's This Week he'll only cooperate with the House impeachment effort if Trump agrees.
If he decides that he wants me to testify, of course I'll testify.
Central to the investigation is the effort by Giuliani to have Ukraine conduct a corruption probe into Joe Biden and his son's dealings with a Ukrainian energy company. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, also on ABC's This Week, says he doesn't know yet if the committee should hear from the former New York City mayor.
We'll make that decision down the road after we determine all the facts that he was involved in.
Members of Schiff's committee have been told to be prepared to return to Washington during their two-week recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Austrian conservative leader Sebastian Kurz triumphed in Sunday's parliamentary election, but he will need a coalition partner to form a stable government. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Supporters of Austria's conservative leader Sebastian Kurz celebrated on Sunday after it was announced that the former chancellor triumphed in the country's snap parliamentary election, as widely expected. The election followed the collapse in May of Kurz's coalition with the far-right Freedom Party after a video sting scandal that forced FPO Vice-Chancellor Heinz Christian Strache to step down. Kurz emerged from the scandal largely unscathed and says he will talk to all parties in order to form a governing coalition. Sunday's vote left him several options across the political spectrum. His two most likely choices are either to ally with the FPO again or with the Greens and Liberal Neos. A centrist coalition with the Social Democrats is thought to be unlikely.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Sunday was the annual Tunnel to Towers run in New York City. It traces the steps of firefighter Stephen Siller, who died in the September 11th attacks after running through the tunnel from Brooklyn to Ground Zero to rescue people. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Several of the runners were firefighters who wore their full gear, like Newark Fire Department Captain Anthony Tarantino.
It's one of the best days of my life, only because we get to celebrate and not forget what the people did, firefighters, construction workers, police, EMS, during 9/11.
Michigan firefighter Casper Vandekar says Siller was a hero.
The motivation that he had to not stop running and to get there as fast as he could to help his brothers and sisters and all the people in the towers.
Money raised goes to the families of first responders and military members killed in the line of duty. Julie Walker, New York.
The governor of the state of Montana declared a state of emergency Sunday because of a snowstorm that's already brought 60 centimeters of snow. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
V- VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.